Last week, three Green Bay men were charged with forging checks in the names of the soldiers who died in Iraq. Dan Naylor is with the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs Board.
This is the first time that I've been aware of someone forging checks in the name of service members who were killed in action.
Naylor says he plans to bring up the issue at a board meeting later this month to see if anything can be done to prevent further fraud. He says the department is always concerned about identity theft.
But theft of specific names of people who gave their lives for our country just makes it doubly painful, especially for their families, and this happening over the Memorial Day weekend.
But Sarah Stinsky, a spokesperson for the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, doubts there are any further precautions that the department could take to safeguard veterans' identities beyond what consumer protections are already in place.
This is a case, I believe, where you have somebody's name reported in the newspaper, and that isn't something that we have any control over. This wasn't an instance of any secure data being given out.
For now, Stinsky says the best thing that the department can do is to condemn what she calls a deplorable act and remind veterans that their physical and electronic records remain completely secure. Kirk Carapeza, Wisconsin Public Radio.